Sha'adam le'nivro elu is anegal Hashem. A person was only created lahanet viziv shchinasei. A person was only created to have hanof makodesh baruch shchina. Shezeu ha'tayni v'amiti v'idun ha'godol mikol ha'idun shichol limatzei. This line itself, in the introduction to the Sefer Sharm, like we spoke about last week, everything in this Perek Aleph of the Sefer Sharm we spoke last week is the Yisoid Avodas Hashem, correct? And without the Yisoid, there's no Binyan. The first thing a person has to know in Avodas Hashem is that the Iker is Ruchnius. That's the Iker. I mean, the real Mitzias of the world is Ruchnius. When we say real Mitzias, we mean two things. A, where the action is. The real Bria is a Ruchnisdika Bria. That means everything that we have in Olam Haza, is only a Hishtalshalus, is only a result of something going on in the Olamos HaYoinim. The Iker is Ruchnis. It's both true because that's the Iker Metzias, and it's both true because it's the only thing that's lasting. Olam Haza is a passing phenomenon. A person is a passing phenomenon, and Olam Haza is a passing phenomenon. The Derech Hashem describes in one of his places, when he describes, the Ramchal describes how everything's totally in Ruchnius. In order for a leaf to fall off or anything to move in the Bria, everything has to be rooted up in Ruchnius, up in Shemayim, has to be rooted to make things happen. That means everything that's in the world, whether it's good or whether it's bad, is a result of a Ruchnius Dikur Koyach, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Ruchnius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created spiritual worlds. And those spiritual worlds drip down and create Gashmius Dikur worlds. It's like the world that we see over here is basically like a tip of an iceberg. You're going in the ocean and you see an iceberg, you see a tiny tip sticking out. Underneath it, you can have an iceberg the size of the Everest. The Bria that we see over here, Be'etzem, the real Metzias in the world is Ruchnius. That's the real Metzias in the world, Ruchnius. And with two nafkaminas, the real Metzias in the world is Ruchnius, is now. In the world that we live in, the real Metzias is Ruchnius. What we're seeing is only the tip of the iceberg. We're seeing Ruchnius that was turned into Gashmius. In other words, the end of the chain of Ruchnius up in Shemayim takes the form of the Bria, Latoiv Ulara. But the etzim Metzias is Ruchnius, and the etzim action and the etzim reality happens in Ruchnius up in the Olamos HaYoinim, Sai Latoiv, Sai Lara. The Iker Nafkamin of that is to understand that if all the Iker is Ruchnius, is the Iker is what's going to come after the Olam Hazeh passes from the stage. But that requires a whole different look at everything. In other words, to understand what's the Iker and the Bria. We see a Bria around us, so we touch this and we touch this and we touch this. These are things that are tangible, these are things we can touch. So what we see in front of us is what we see as the Metzias. But the real Metzias is in the Olam HaYoinim. And that if a person has a hargosha for that, it makes a major change in his whole avodas Hashem, in his whole mitzvahs, in his whole davening, because the word is, he understands that the real mitzias of the Bria is a ruchnistik mitzias. Everything that we see is only a temporary passing stage, as we're going to explain. That's the first thing. So the ikkar is the ruchnius that's here now, and the ruchnius is going to come afterwards. Umekoyim ha'idun hazeh ve'emes ve'olam haba. Ki hu ha'nivra b'hachonam mitzvechazov, that Kosh Boku created olam haba with the necessary preparation for, to supply this gevalda gahano. The way to get through is into this world. This world is only a waiting room. It's a passing through stage before Olam Haba. How does a person get to Olam Haba? He has a mitzvah. Al Kain. Therefore, Husam Oidim Azeh Olam Tchilah. Therefore, you were put into this world first. Through means which are available here, he can then arrive at Olam Haba, at the place which is prepared for you, to be satisfied, to be filled up with the good which you acquired. There's a lot of nekudas over here in this paragraph. I just want to speak of one or two of them this week. We'll speak of other nekudas afterwards. A lot of Yisraelis, he's being meramez to a lot of Yisraelis over here. First of all, the first thing he's saying is that a person, what I'm saying over is Dvorm Shutim, it's just Kedai Techazer over. The Iker things I'm saying over, I brought down Derech Hashem, the first section. A person was created, just the Mesil Shalom over here says things in very, very abridged form that he says much longer in Derech Hashem. a person was created to get pleasure from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for no other purpose. A person was created to get pleasure from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Fegnish Kin Kashas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'tuvah HaGodlo wanted to give pleasure. And the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives pleasure is not through steak or pizza or falafel or pina coladas or a beach in Jamaica or Aruba with palm trees swaying in the wind. None of that. That's not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives pleasure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives pleasure from Ziv Shechinosai. That's the only thing. Shazel, a tiny. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays. He pays up the real thing. He doesn't give fake things. He doesn't give things which are narishkeit. He doesn't give things which don't last. He doesn't give things which have no meaning. He gives Ziv Shechinosai, which is Zeu Atayinu HaGodol. It's both the biggest thing, both in quantity and quality. It's the only thing which is amiti. Everything else is fake. And the reason why everything else is fake is because it doesn't last, like we spoke about. Something which doesn't last has no real intrinsic value. It's nothing. It's one day here and one day not here. That's not pleasure. That's not called good. After you finish the pina colada, it's not here anymore. It's gone. After you finish the slice of pizza, you have a stomachache. That's not pleasure. So pleasure, first of all, has to be both in quantity-wise. It has to be eternal. It has to be nitzchi. That's what amiti means. Truth is eternal. Something which is sheker doesn't last. Amiti is a time function. It's something forever. And quality-wise, it's the highest quality, it's the most absolute pleasure that could be, the pleasure from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, that a person is dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Be'etz HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to have pleasure, to be dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lemez miziv shkinosai, which we have no musik what that means. It's a purely ruchni, is the pleasure to be dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to have hanoah from the splendor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shchina, that's Eilam Haba, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. Now the word is, Derech Hashem speaks out, among other things, that in order that a person should earn the good that he's going to get, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to give free. That means theoretically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given it for free. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give pleasure, so let him give pleasure. Let's set up Eilam Haba right away. You can have the Shechina shining, and the Neshamas will have, who are capable of having Ruchni's bigger pleasure, will have Ruchni's bigger pleasure. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it to be Nahamat Kasufa, says in the Zohar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it's embarrassing if you get something for free. What's the child's embarrassing? Is the pshat is felt in the good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to give as close to absolute good as possible. I mean, when we say close to absolute, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives absolute good. But it has to be as close to absolute good as the recipient is as possible. And be valid, if you're going to get something for free, it's not absolute good. The Meir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you earn it. Where do you earn it? You earn it in Olam Hazeh. That means Olam Hazeh is like this carnival that you have in camp. And to a certain extent, what I'm going to say is true, to a certain extent it's not. If the camp director wants to give out pieces of watermelon for free, or balloons, so he doesn't have to create a whole carnival, you have to shave the balloon and get four tickets, and then you can go get yourself a piece of watermelon. Give a piece of watermelon, what's the difference anyway? It's a teretz, it's a show, it's a hechatimsa. It's a hechatimsa to make the kitchen, the balloon, and sponsor the counselor, and you have all types of booths, and you get three tickets, and then you get four tickets, and you have to pay, and you have to get. But the whole thing is a hechatimsa for nothing. There's nothing really going on there, correct? On a certain level, that's what Olam Hazeh is. On a certain level, the whole creation of Olam Hazeh was created as a hechatimsa to test the person. The Derech Hashem speaks out that in order for a person to earn the good that he's going to get, he has to be able to have a choice between good and bad. Because if you don't have a choice between good and bad, then you're not earning it. In order to have a choice between good and bad, the good has to be a real good, and the bad has to be a real bad. And in order for the good to be a real good and the bad to be a real bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created huge marochas of toiv ra, toiv in shamayim with elamos elyonim, and huge marochas of koyach atumah, which a person could create and attach himself to. And these tremendous marochas of toiv and ra drip down into this world, into the carnival that we're in the form of mitzvahs and averus and Torah and taivis. And the Derech Hashem speaks out that everything, every detail that's in the world in Olam Hazeh is there for a test. That means, in order that this bechira between toiv and ra should be an absolute bechira, should be up to whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided is the level of bechira which will be called that you're earning it. So in order to be called that you're earning it, you have to have a choice between toiv and ra. In order that the choice of Tevira should have meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a very highfalutin choice of Tevira. And for that he created everything in Olam Hazeh. That means everything. We don't understand every role that everything in Olam Hazeh
plays. But everything that was created in Olam Hazeh was created as part of the kalim of setting up this choice between good and bad. And that's why there's a thing called money in the world, and that's why there's a thing called food, and that's why there's a thing called the Nasdaq, and that's why there's a thing called all the hechatimtzes of Olam Hazeh, which were HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that all these hechatimtzes should be available, that a person should be able to choose between the good Shaboy and the bad Shaboy. With millions and trillions of protim and protim and situations based on situations, all this whole fancy zach was all created in order to give you a choice. That means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the moon and the stars and the sun and the grass and the trees and everything that came with it and computers and computer chips and all the, everything that's in the Bria, everything that we have, is nobody created Yesh Me'ayin. Everything is developments of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the creation for. All that was created for this grand show of the choice between good and bad. Now, it's not like a carnival where it's a real fake, because the tickets that you get for sponging the counselor have no direct relationship to the watermelon that you get afterwards. Richtig? There's no be'etzim reason why if you got the ticket you should get watermelon, because the head counselor decided like that, or the director decided that you're going to get watermelon for the ticket for sponging the counselor. That means it's an arbitrary decision. In mitzvahs it's not like that. In mitzvahs, the carnival that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up over here, the carnival that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up in the world, there's a direct relationship. In other words, when a person does a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that, and the mitzvah creates a mechanism where a person is more dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the mitzvah itself. When a person does an aveira, he be'etzim gets further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not just kilu hechatimsa. You should just know this dumb, the aleph beis of Yiddishkeit. When you do a mitzvah, it's not the fact you do a mitzvah so you get 2 points, and then at the end you take all your points and you get a prize at the end. That's not the pshat. The pshat is the mitzvah itself brings the person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because every mitzvah holds within itself tzedekas and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every mitzvah, so the mitzvah itself is the schar. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah means that the mitzvah itself is your Olam Haba. Your Olam Haba is your davening, your Olam Haba is your tefillin, your Olam Haba is your learning. The way you learn, that's how your Olam Haba is exactly going to look, by the way. That's the mitzias of the Bria. So it is to a certain extent a carnival, but it's a very, very fancy carnival where in every zach that you do and every mitzvah that you do, the mitzvah itself, the etzem, is your schar and olam haba, because the chefts of a mitzvah is a chefts of dveikus v'akodesh baruch hu, and an aveir is a chefts of richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tumah, and tumah means you're dovok in ra, v'chula, whatever it means. That's the difference between that and the carnival. That means there's a direct relationship between the etzem zacher that you're doing and the prize that you're getting in the end, the ziv shchinasa at the end. You say that's true, but the ikur nekuda is this nekuda that I'm bringing out. Olam Hazeh is a carnival. And this nekuda that Olam Hazeh is a carnival is a complete mapecha in the way we look at Olam Hazeh. That means we're saying over here a number of chidushim, which each one's a separate chidush for itself. Olam Hazeh, first of all, is a zach that was created by somebody. It's a zach that we forget. Person walks around with a hargosha that whatever is here was here forever and it will be forever. We're talking about something that a mechadesh b'tuvay b'chol yom tov. That means there are a lot of hakdomis in emuna which help a person get to this darga. If a person doesn't live mechadesh b'tuvah b'chol yom tamid, so that means you live with a hargosh, Olam Hazeh is nitzchias. If Olam Hazeh is nitzchias, how can you think about Olam Haba? In order to understand that Olam Hazeh is not nitzchi, I'm giving you a tool over here. In order to feel that Olam Hazeh is not forever, that you have to take on for granted that there's somebody who is boiriyat, and who's boiriyat every second. Meraylah is not nitzchias. One day he may be here, one day he won't be here. And that's the way it will be. One day Olam Hazeh won't be here anymore. It'll disappear like up in smoke when the time comes, or drastically change its surah. That's because, I mean, there's an akud of here amuna. First of all, nivra. I always think whenever I learn this, shadam or nivra, the first thing before the parak that's in between the hakdama and the first parak is that you should know there's somebody who created the world. And there's somebody who constantly creates it every second. And somebody who gives it chiyas. I mean, it's not here by itself. It's not a bizazak that you take for granted that it's here. It always was here. It's always going to be. It's not like that. There's a boire, and there's a mechadish mtuvu b'choyim tamid. And the more a person understands it, the more a person lives it, and the more a person feels it, the less a person is going to feel the nitzchias of Olam Hazeh. The less a person feels the nitzchias of Olam Hazeh, the more a person is going to feel the person can stick in Olam Haba. So the first nekuda is that it was created. It is created. It's constantly being created. Once a person gets past that, now when I say gets past that, I just spoke about a year of avoda. For a person to go ahead and have a hargosha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that means the world is not a zach for itself. and the world's not an entity of itself which stands on its own two feet, but it's something passing because it was created, and it's constantly created. That's an avoida of not 5 minutes, and not 5 weeks, and not 5 months. It's a gansa avoida, but that's one dar. Because it's the work of such a zav, to get a hargosha in that. After a person gets a hargosha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and emeila it's a passing thing, then, so what did he create it for? If he created it, and if he gives the chiyus every second, it means we're talking about something that's in a fake carnival. We're talking about a zach, which is being blown up every second from scratch for a purpose. What was the purpose? What's this whole show for? That's the second nekuda. And then, that's the ikur nekuda. And then, if what was it created for? Then we know that there's a tachlis what was created for. That means we're talking here about a mapecha in the way we look at Olam Hazeh. We look at Olam Hazeh as a constant. We look at it as something which be'etzem has its own value for itself. It's a pesazach, it's a pesaber. We look at Olam Hazeh as a pesaber. Olam Hazeh is something which is a zach for itself, and it's not true. Olam Hazeh is a fake. Now it's not fake in the nekuda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu infused in the Olam Hazeh that he's attempted to be dovak in him. That's what's different from the carnival. The carnival, you can't be dovak in the watermelon by sponging the council. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a hechatimtzah in Olam Hazeh that in Olam Hazeh you can be dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you can be kind in your Olam Haba. That's a neuridik chiddush. That's true. That's the difference between, that's why it's not fake. But with the whole Olam Hazeh is a hechatimtzah. The whole Olam Hazeh is a challenge. It's an opportunity. It's not more than that. I mean, you get up in the morning, you see the whole world. A person who's an Adam Gold, a person who's Dovah Kenya Kodesh Baruch Hu, sees outside the window a Hechatimtza. He sees Disneyland. He sees an opportunity. So it's not a bear. It's an artificially created Zach. Again, I'm telling you, it's not completely artificial because today it already has value. What you do here has meaning up in Shemayim. But it's an artificially created situation to create a test, a choice for you to see if you're able to pass the test, to see if you're able to go through. Now, what I'm saying is something that sounds very nice, very theoretical, but has no... We don't feel it at all. We feel that Olam Hazeh is a bear. Olam Hazeh is something for itself. The answer is true. Of course we feel it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that there's a magnetic pull of Olam Hazeh to pull you, and the biggest nisayon that Olam Hazeh has is the fact that it pulls you to believe that it's something real. That it's something that has a value for itself other than the test. That means the ikr, that's what he says over here. The ikr al kain husam ha'odam azeh bo'el matkila kadesh adem tzayim ha'odam tzayim ha'odam tzayim ha'odam tzayim ha'odam tzayim ha'odam tzayim. The person was only here for the test. The ikr koyach of olam hazeh is not another slice of pizza or going where you shouldn't go or talking to what you shouldn't see or seeing what you shouldn't see. That's about the practical test. The ikur koyach of Olam Hazeh is to make you forget that you're here for a test. That's the ikur. The ikur magnetism of Olam Hazeh is, the etzem hargosha that there's nothing more than this. That it is a fair. That it is something real. That it's not taka carnival. That it's not taka amusement park. If we would have that gosha, I want to give you a mushal, okay? I'm going to give you a mushal. It's a low level mushal, but it's a true mushal. You know, I was thinking of the marshal myself. There's a thing called Disney World. I was never there. We never went anywhere. Epcot it's called, no? Yeah. Say it. You know, there's an interesting zach. I can imagine for myself, like I said, I was never there, but Ishtel Zafar, you go to Disneyland, right? So you walk in there. So there's Mickey and Donald and Minnie Mouse and Goofy. Somebody told me Bugs Bunny doesn't belong to Disney, so it's not there. You're going there, you're taking with you the family. So your 3-year-old is living reality. That's the real world, Iftik. Donald Duck is up tazay, and Mickey Duck is up tazay, and he went there, you see, he went there. That's life. You're a 13-year-old who knows that it's like a joke. He's watching cartoons. He's having a good time. Your 5-year-old is confused. On one hand, he's already in cheder. He knows that there's a real world out there.
started to get in touch with reality. On the other hand, he's not 100% convinced that the guy walking around like Donald Duck is really a Puerto Rican, a Cuban illegal immigrant who's working for less than minimum wages because Disneyland is not such a fancy place as it makes out to be. So on one hand, he knows that it's not real. On the other hand, what you see is what you get, right? So you have three dargas, right? It's like this. A kid who was born in Disneyland, so far a kid who was born in Disneyland, he never saw the outside world. He grew up his whole life between this pavilion and that pavilion and the hot dog stand and Donald and Mickey Dust. That's the whole world. He never saw anything else. So that's his real. Go tell him that's life outside. You go outside this, you know, you go outside the fence. There's a world out there that people who work and this sorrows, and not everything's flashy lights and happiness and lively music. What are we talking about? This is the world. So somebody who was born into such a thing is a lost case. You're asking me, what are you going to go explain to him? There's such a thing. Somebody who's not born there. So then, like I said, it depends if you're 3, you're 5, or you're 13. But then there's another darker. What happens if you're 13 and you go to Disneyland and you stay there for 2 years? You stay there with McDonald's, with Mickey, and you start to get involved in the what he called. You lose touch with reality. You lose touch with things. I know people like that. It wasn't Disneyland. It was no sort of the Disneyland in this world. You lose touch with reality. It means you have a whole array of people, right? You have the one who was born there who's a never a lost soul. That's us, by the way. We're in the worst boat. We were born in Disneyland. We were born in this huge amusement park. And we live... You know, I saw an ad in the Jewish Observer recently. Somebody, a neighbor from upstairs. My subscription ran out. I'm not hiding anything. Nothing wrong with Jewish. My subscription ran out. It was a few years. I didn't renew it. Neighbor from upstairs wrote the Jewish Observer. So... there's an ad there for a hotel for Florida. 40 tennis courts. Yeah, not 20, not 30. 40 tennis courts. 5 meals a day. And golf. A statement of mini and maxi, I think. What do you call it?
Mickey.
It's on par golf, what's it called? You know? You don't have enough for you? So, I don't know. Under and then the spiritual direction of whatever it is. Mavach. He's after the 40 tennis courts. Then he's thrown into what he calls. Is 40 tennis courts. You know, 40 tennis courts means what's pshat? What are they writing it for? How many tennis can you play? The pshat is, it means nobody should have to stand online even for 5 minutes to wait Laman Hashem for a tennis court because they're always in a rush. They're busy. Right? If you can stand in line, wait for tennis courts. Let's say, play tennis courts, Mustafa covers everybody. What's the shot in such a thing? Huge full page ad. And then the next page afterwards, only a fragment. The aggravating Jewish Observer. The shot is, that's for the people, for us, right? Who were born in the amusement park. What do they say in the amusement park, right? You're going to get your, what do you call it, right? You have a ski ball there. And you have these basketball things, if you get prize, used to have in those days, the ball was always bigger than the net. Right? It's a joke, right? It's funny. You can never, you still there? You can never get the prize, right? You're paying and paying and paying and paying. That's our life. That's the 40 tennis courts. They offer you this and they offer that. That means when I see an advertisement like that, I feel like I'm a great adventurous. And the Shvarach is saying, come over here and spend your money and spend your last $25 throwing it away, making believe that you can do something. I mean, they made up a game to make believe that you can do something which nobody can do to get $25, and the fools keep coming and going. There's a psychology behind it. But the word is somebody, after 5 minutes that you're there already, you lose touch with the real world. That's the way, that's Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is Disneyland, and we were born into it, and we take for granted that all the things that are here are important. What Donald Duck says, and what Mickey Mouse says, and 40 tennis courts, and 5 meals a day, and 7 meals a day, and it's all for granted. It's all for granted. It's all for the partial. That's Mercedes. And go back, turn the next page, next advertisement. And the word is, whether you go down there or not, but you don't raise an eyebrow and say, hey, this guy's not normal. He needs to be checked by psychiatrists, whoever put such an ad into a phone thing. Nobody even says such a thing. Because the word is, in Disneyland, you would say that you're not normal. That's the kind of place. The whole place is not normal. The whole place is not reality. But the word is, we were born into Disneyland. We were born into this world. And we were born into this Olam Hazeh and this Matziv, so we're not the 3-year-old, and we're not the 5-year-old, and we're not the 13-year-old. We don't know of anything else. And we live completely disconnected from the fact that there's an Olam Hazeh afterwards. We live completely disconnected from the fact that the Olam Hazeh is only a Hechatimtza. It's only a Hechatimtza. It's not the real thing. It's not the final stop. It's not only it's not the final stop time-wise. Last week we spoke about the fact that it's not the final stop time. It's something afterwards. It's not just that. The whole, everything that's in the Bria, everything that we run into, every situation that we have, every person that we meet, every situation is only a hechatimta as a test. The zach itself is nothing. It's only a test to see if are you going to choose between tov and ra. So every little bit of gashmias that we get, and every situation, and every car that we buy, and every job that a person has, and every learning that you do, and every person that a person marries, it's all a hechatimta of nisayin. What are you going to do with the opportunities that we gave you? We gave you a certain matzah. We gave you a certain opportunity. We gave you certain gashmias. We gave you certain ruchnias. We gave you an opportunity to learn in a Zay Yeshiva. We gave you an opportunity to learn a Zama Sefer. What did you do with it? What did you do with it? Life is a challenge. Life is a hechatimtza. It's an emtsoi. It's a means to get somewhere. And that includes every prat from the second we get up to the minute you go to sleep, from the second you're born to the day you die. Life is a test. It's a challenge. It's an opportunity. It's not more than that. It's not also. It's not also. There's one diagram a person says, oh, there's also a test going on. It's not also. That's all that's going on over here. That's all the Olam Hazeh was created for. It was created, and that's all it was created for. It was only created for that Hechatimtza. It has no other intrinsic value, for nothing else. And therefore, the Nesil Sashram says that if a person understands that, a person, Yuchal Lahagia El Mokam Asher Huchan Lo, you can get to the place which was created for you. Shuro Olam Haba. Asher Huchan Lo, I want to hear from Avol, but he says a Gevaldik Gazah. Olam Haba is waiting for you. It's sitting there. There's a bria called Olam Haba, which is Huchanoi, which is created for every person. All you have to do is get there. It's not the pshat, it's the psadova shaloi bo leilam. It's Huchanoi, it's ready. Because Baruch Hu created the world, the ikka was Olam Haba. Lirvoi shom betoiv. He says a shocking lashon over here. Lirvois. You know what lirvois means? Every word. The Gaon said that there wasn't an extra word in the Mesillas Hasharim. Lirvois means to be satisfied, to be full. Our whole lives we run in Olam Hazeh. Yesh lamana reitz masayim. Olam Hazeh is based on a mitzias of not having. We want, we want, we want, we want. All pleasure in Olam Hazeh is supplied. The whole mahus of pleasure in Olam Hazeh, is supplied by emptiness. How does a person get pleasure in Olam Hazeh? You want something. You have a need for it. You fill that need. And mainly you get pleasure. The minute the need is filled, you don't have pleasure anymore. What's the pshat of that? The pshat is that the mahus of Olam Hazeh is lacking. That's the mahus of Rabbi Yochanan speaks about in a number of places. The mahus of Olam Hazeh is the lack of something. Kli reik, it says in the Gemara that Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different than Bnei Adam. In Bnei Adam, in the physical world, kli reik matzik, an empty kli is matzik, kli mole ain't a matzik. If it's full, it's not matzik. Rabbi Yochanan explains what's the oimik in that. Because the mahus of Olam Hazeh is reikus. The mahus of Olam Hazeh is the lack of. If I'm lacking something, I want it. My dimion says, get me that. I get the pleasure of fulfilling my need. That's possible. If a person's hungry, he gets the pleasure. If a guy's full, you can bring him the fanciest steaks and the fanciest 7-layer cakes. He's not going to eat it. He's not going to get it. He's not hungry. He has no need for it. So the pleasure of Olam Hazeh comes from a need. That means the person's never satisfied for etzim. Because it's only the need that creates the pleasure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli mali matzik. The more a person's full, the more pleasure you get. Which means that the pleasure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives is real pleasure. Something which only comes a pleasure because you have a lack of something, that's not real pleasure. The word is, you have to, in order to get the pleasure, you have to be missing something. The simon of real pleasure is that even if you're full, even if you're not missing something, and I give it to you, it's going to give you pleasure. That's what it means that Olam Hazeh, lirvoi shom betov. A person in Olam Hazeh will be satisfied. In Olam Hazeh, a person can't be satisfied. It's not shach to be satisfied. Because memonashach, the whole musik of getting pleasure in Olam Hazeh is only based on not being satisfied, on not having, of wanting more. And there's a tifa reason, there's a tifa kabbalah reason behind it. Because the whole bria of pleasure in Olam Hazeh is a creation of ain, of creation of not. It's part of the koyach hara in the world, and that was created by a Hester upon him. Everything bad in the world, everything gashmis in the world, comes from Hester. It doesn't come from a Gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something which comes from a Hester is a force of nothingness, is a force of emptiness. So it lives on emptiness. When there's emptiness, then you can fill it up. In Olam Haba, there's a musik of Lir Vaisham Betov. A person can be satisfied. It's a concept which we can't understand. How can you be satisfied with something? How can you feel zat? How can you be full? That's an Olam Haba Dika concept. Ashakana La Adam Tzameila. The Olam Haba is acquired by doing these mitzvahs. This Ashakana is hinting at what the Derech Hashem speaks at great length in the first section, like I told you before, that it's not exactly like a carnival, but the mitzvahs themselves you acquire. You acquire Olam Haba. That means a person in this world can be an Olam Haba Dikiyid. How is a person Olam Haba Dikiyid in this world? Because he's Dovak in Hashem. Just what? Derech Hashem explains. In this world, the Dveikus Ta'kodesh Baruch Hu is Bikoyach. It's only in potential. Because you're covered by a guf. The guf doesn't allow the potential Dveikus that you have to flower and develop. But when you'll take the Dveikus that you acquired in this world, that you got through the mitzvahs, and the Mechitza of the guf will be taken away, so that Olam Haba that you were kaina in this world will develop and flower and flourish in Olam Haba when the mechitza of the guf will go away. That means a person has Olam Haba in this world either. Olam Haba and Olam Haba are the same thing, Be'etzim. A person's Dovak in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Olam Haba. And a person can be Olam Haba Dika Yid in Olam Haba. It means not a boy like there's one thing and then there's something else afterwards. It's Hainalak. It's like that you require over here. A person can live Olam Haba in this world.
I once heard a diak from Avolbi, once heard in a shmuz many years ago, it says before, Umikoim ha'idun hazeb be'emes hu ha'ilam haba. The Mishnah Shom says that the makom for this pleasure is be'emes ha'ilam haba. What do you mean be'emes ha'ilam haba? It's ha'ilam haba. Ha'ilam haza is no pleasure. And he said that the emes is no. A person could be'etzem get to a darg of ha'ilam haba in this world also. If a person understands that we spoke before that it's only a test, and a person understands that it's only a heichatimza, and a person can walk through this test untouched, and not think that it's a bear, that it has an intrinsic value itself. So then, umekoyim eidun hazeh be'emes hu ha'olam haba. The spitz eidun and the full scale eidun will be an olam haba. But umekoyim eidun hazeh could also be an olam haza. Be'emes it's an olam haba. The full scale eidun, the full scale of nen and meziv hashchina is talking olam haba. But a person can get to some sort of dargah to be dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world also. With a little bit of effort, with a little bit of bechir. That will end the mitzvah with this man. We'll continue the mitzvah next month.